You're listening to Mind Your Own Business. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, your host. Mind Your Own Business is a weekly show that we do talking to some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs, helping you to be better at being a business professional by learning from all of the experience that these entrepreneurs and CEOs bring from all around the world. Exclusively here on Inspired News Radio. And now it's time for Mind Your Own Business.
Well, it's another great day right here at Inspired News Radio. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Mind Your Own Business. I am your host, your guide, and your Sherpa. Over the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about all of the great things that help make your life better each and every day, both in the business world and in just the quality of life. We do that right here at Mind Your Own Business each week, and we do it because you, the listeners, just tell us and give us all kinds of great feedback that we're putting the nuggets in the stream for you to pick up and make life better. Today, as you know, Mind Your Own Business is a absolute international show. We go everywhere in the world. We have listeners all over the world, and I appreciate each and every one of you. But today we go super international. I am so excited. I am so very excited today. First of all, I've got to just tell you, this lady is, she's just absolutely fantastic. She's awesome. What if I told you that after 40 years old, you just decide, you wake up one morning and say, I think I'm going to run a marathon? That in itself, fantastic. Congratulations. Just to be able to get yourself into shape and do that after 40 years old is fantastic. But what if I said, oh, we're going to also do all six of the major marathons all over the world? We're talking about the six majors. We're talking about the absolute top of the top. You all know about the New York Marathon because here in the United States. How about Tokyo? How about London? How about the Boston Marathon? How about the Chicago Marathon? How about Berlin on top of all of that? Yes. Wake up one morning and say, I'm going to run all six of the major marathons in one fell swoop. Well, our guest today has done that, and I am so super excited. This is going to be a first. This is a first. I have today a best-selling author, a CFO, a lady who is a public speaker that's been all over the world speaking. And if you haven't guessed by now, I'm talking about Sarah Velocio. Sarah is absolutely a fantastic lady that does a fantastic job, who's written this fantastic book called The Six Races. Six Races. She is also giving us her first interview ever in English. She is from Brazil. Her native language is Portuguese. So bear with us as we go today. This is the very first time that we have ever had her on an English-speaking radio, and we are so proud at Mind Your Own Business to have her here. Sarah, how are you today? And welcome to Mind Your Own Business.
Hi, Scott. Very nice. Thank you very much to invite me for this show. And I'm really excited to tell to your audience about my book.
Well, thank you. First of all, I just want to say it fantastic. Gosh, I'm just so in awe of you. I am just so absolutely just enamored of the fact is that you had this your entire life, and then you decided, you know, after 40 years old, first of all, that's, you know, quite an accomplishment to be able to run a marathon, but then to do it six times in a row. So can you tell us just a little bit about what spurred you at your age? And again, I'm not saying anything about your age. I'm just saying that most marathoners aren't over 40 years old, but then to do it all six major races, what prompted this in your life? How did this get started?
Yes, I divorced when I was 40, and my brother was really worried about how I will restart my life. Then he and his wife invited me to go to USP, that is São Paulo University. All Saturdays, people go there and get together to run and ride. They introduced me in a running team and to try to make me make friends. I started with some steps And these steps became quickly. It means 5 kilometers per each runner. And suddenly, when I look for me, I was running my first half marathon in 2009. And 2011, I ran my first marathon in Berlin.
So your first one was in Berlin, and you ran a marathon. Mm. Now, so if you don't mind me asking, how old were you in 2011 when you did your first marathon?
43.
Wow. So first of all, congratulations. So then you had to plan and organize and get your life together, because you had to go from, you live in Brazil and your primary language is Portuguese. So you had to get through this entire cultural process. Not only did you have to learn to be a marathoner, but then you had to go through the entire cultural and language barriers and everything else. And then you had to fly to Berlin and to participate in your first. Now, did you have a group of people that went with you, or were you doing this on your own?
Yes, I flied to Berlin with a group, but first I went to Prague alone. Actually, I never had problem to travel alone. It's something that make me feel pleasure. And so, considering that I can communicate in English, it was never a problem. Because anywhere around the world, mainly in Berlin, you will find someone that can talk with you.
Excellent. Okay. So then Berlin was the first. So 2011, there you were. You're now officially a marathoner. You've now finished the first of the big six. What's next? Which one did you go to next?
Yes, I finished the marathon and I said, I will never do for this anymore in my life.
Okay. Well, obviously that changed. So what changed after that?
I got a stress broken in my leg, and I stopped to run during 8 months. And when I was ready to restart, I restarted running and riding. And I went through a 7.6 Ironman. And I said that I wish to go to L'Etape de Tour in France. And I did that in 2014. So I really stopped to run. And at this time, I was just riding. And I became a road rider. But one day in 2014, December 2014, I was training, riding my bike in USP, and I crashed with a man that was training for Tokyo Marathon. This man I stopped my bike. I apologized myself because I was looking my training, and I crashed with him, and he said, okay, we can resolve your apologize in a dinner. And this man is my husband today.
So you met your current husband by crashing into him on a bike.
Yes, exactly. And he was training for Tokyo Marathon. He was a marathoner. And his challenge was run the 6 majors.
So now you have a partner, because you found a man, and the man that was now going to be your husband was already training to do the 6 majors, and you're going, okay, I've already got one, and I ran into him on a bike, so I probably should run with him.
Yes, first I went to Tokyo with him just to cheer him in his Tokyo Marathon, because marathon was his challenge, and my challenge at this time was any bicycle sports. And he said, okay, let's run New York Marathon. And I said, okay, I filled myself for the ballot and they chose me. And I had to go with him to New York Marathon. And it was my second marathon. And after that, I said, okay, if you are able to run two marathons, let's go to six. And we ran it together, Chicago, Boston. And after that, I ran it to Tokyo. And in 2018, he finished his challenge of the six majors in Londres, and I finished my challenge in 2019 also in Londres. So we ran it around the world with our love. And now we are completing 5 years that we are married.
Well, congratulations. First of all, that's what a great, great story to tell your grandkids, right? What a great story. Yeah, I met your grandpa when I ran into him on a bike, and then we ran around the world in love.
Yes, exactly. Actually, people always ask me, do you train together and you run together? No, we are not. I have my friends, my girlfriends, and we get together twice a week in the learning in the morning. And we run and we chat a lot. And after that, we go to work. And he works early because he goes to the hospital. That is his job. And he runs alone at night and he trains by himself. And wow. Usually I say that people goes to outside after job for happy hours and drink and have fun. And I have fun early morning with my friends and we chat a lot. And after that, I'm ready to work.
So your day job, just so everybody understands, let's kind of put this into context for all of our English listeners here. So the day job is you're a chief financial officer for a large communication company in Brazil. Your husband is a doctor at a hospital. He's got regular rounds and things that he has to do to manage to run a hospital with patients. And then on the side, or not on the side, as a hobby or as a passion, you both are marathoners, not to mention cyclists. And on top of all of that, you're also a best-selling author because you wrote a book about those six races called Six Races, both available in Portuguese and in English on Amazon right now. And Just to throw in a little extra, you also travel all over the world as a public speaker and being a motivational speaker and talk about, you know, life and love and happiness after, you know, going through some of the tragedies and getting through six races. So, I mean, your life is pretty full right now. You've got a lot going on.
Yes, my life is pretty full. Actually, I have two jobs because I work as a CFO and I also work for myself and as a speaker. Because my theory is that run is like MBA. Yes, it's a strategy school because we learn strategy plan at the university, at the MBA. But when you force yourself to have a long-term project, I schedule small trainings and small practices weekly by week. Check yourself in these small cycles. What is that? It's a scrum. And after that, you are making a team with you, your training, your nutrition, your physiotherapist, and Maybe you need a doctor if you have any injuries. So you need to connect all the team to help you to reach your finish line. But the most important thing is that doesn't matter the finish line, because finish line will happen. If you really want, it will happen. But what happens with you when we are trying to reach this finish line? What kind of memories are you collecting for your own life? You need to build memories, because when you are crossing the finish line, you are not celebrating the last 5 hours, but you are celebrating a long term of your life that you invested to achieve there. And this is the same that happens in your job, in your day work, when you have a project and you know where you would like to be or what you want to reach, and you need to have a team and to make this team go forward with you and reach the same objective. And strategy, what it is? It is that you need to try to bring the future to your present. And when you are training and you are testing your training and you are testing yourself, that's what you are doing. You are bringing the future to present, and you are looking yourself how you are in the present, if the present will be the future. And a second point that it's most important is that when you are training or when you are in a marathon, I run marathons around 5 hours, you are exposing yourself with a lot of feelings. You have pain, you have anxiously, you have happiness, maybe you can cry, you can feel sad, but all the time you must to remind yourself that you have a point to achieve, that is the finish line, and you cannot let any feelings keep yourself off control, because you will not achieve your finish line. When you have this experience in sports, when you go to executive life, it's so easy to face people chasing you or trying to make you lost your mind, because you're not lost anymore. You are already training. You already had emotion intelligence training in these sports. That's how I think.
Well, that is fantastic advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. So my guest today is Sarah Veloso. And Sarah is a best-selling author with a book called Six Races. If you're just tuning in right now, Sarah is from Sao Paulo, Brazil. Her first language is Portuguese. Her second language is in English. And she is doing her very first interview with us at Mind Your Own Business right here in English. And we're so, so thankful. So this is a woman that has run all six of the major marathons all around the entire world. So if you're just tuning in right now, she ran her first race in Berlin, and then of course, Boston, Chicago, New York, and Tokyo, and finishing up in London. And she did this all after she turned 40 years old. These are from the time that she had a major event in her life that she changed. And what we just found out was that on top of being all of that, She's also running she's a CFO in a major communication company in Brazil. So she's got three or four full-time jobs. And the best part about it is she's also out sharing her message with each and every one of us. Her book is available right now in English and in Portuguese on Amazon, wherever you get your best-selling books. And it's called Six Races. Sarah, you have just been, you're quite a inspiration to all of us. So what you just talked about is that, the mental capacity, the mental training, as well as the physical training to learn to get through the goals. Give us, one last piece of advice. What's the one thing that you want to tell either all the women out there or all the women and men? What's the one piece of advice you'd like to give to everybody as they're, embarking on, starting their own business, or if they have that fear or they're scared of failure or whatever else is going on, what's one thing that you could share with them and share with our listeners that'll give them that inspiration and that motivation they need to succeed?
Scott, what I can say is that doesn't matter the size of your dream. It cannot stop you. Share your dream in steps and go step by step. You will reach your dreams. You will have the chance to have your finish line. What is your finish line? Make this question for you every day and never think that you cannot reach. The only way to reach that is split in it in small goals.
So take your giant goal or dream and turn it into small goals and achieve them each and every day. Thank you so much. So Sarah Veloso, thank you so much for being on Mind Your Own Business. First of all, I can't even begin to tell you how wonderful it is that you gave us the opportunity to be your first English interview. For all of our listeners out there right now, I will make sure all of the show notes and everything are up to date so that when you go to Inspired News Radio, or you go to wherever you get your podcast, in the show notes, I will put Sarah's website. Now, her website is 100% translated in English and Portuguese. I have been to it myself many times. It's really, really cool. Some of the imagery and the pictures that she has put up from her races and the book, it's just fantastic. You just need to go to her website. But I will tell you, her website is her name, Sarah, S-A-R-A, and then Veloso, Veloso.com. But there's also a .br for Brazil after the fact. So it's www.saraveloso.com.br. And when you go there, you will find it that it is, of course, English and Portuguese for all of our Portuguese-speaking fans. That's there in your native language, but it's also translatable into English. You should pick up a copy of her book, Six Races, wherever you get your books. It's obviously available on Amazon and anywhere else, all the great booksellers in the world. It's called Six Races, and it's Sarah Veloso, and it talks about the path and the journey and getting ready and the mindset and the physical and everything else that has to do with that transition and that change and the power that you experience during the course of six races all around the world. So I can't say enough about the fact is this lady is just, she's so motivational. It makes me want to go out and do something inspirational today. It makes me want to go out and actually be a better person. And I'm so thankful for you being here today. I really, really appreciate it. Hang on just a second. I'd like to finish up, just wrap up things right here. I tell all of my listeners each and every week, don't forget to go to the website, buy the book, get on social media. All of her social media links will be posted on the show notes. She's very big on Instagram with her name, just Sarah Veloso. She's also got a Twitter page and LinkedIn and all those other things. You can find her anywhere. But I definitely encourage you to look her up and follow her, because she is just a fantastic lady that you need to know and have in your life, especially from a motivational standpoint. Each and every week, we say thank you to our listeners. And we could not do what we do right now without you, the listeners. You are the lifeblood of Mind Your Own Business. We so appreciate it. Thank you very much. thank you for listening. Thanks for being a listener. Wherever you get your podcasts, if you get them from Inspired News Radio, or if you go to Apple, if you go to Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, we're there. It's called Mind Your Own Business. Scroll right down to the bottom of that page, hit that like button, send us a review, subscribe if you can. All of those things are fantastic just to let us know that you're out there listening each and every week. And we mean that from the bottom of our heart. We couldn't do what we do without you. I also want to thank all of the folks over at Inspired News Radio. They are absolutely fantastic. It's my primary platform where I put out all of my shows each and every week. It's a super simple, easy way to find great motivational podcasts. And the reason is because it's positive programming that are delivered to the world that's designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. And we have done that today with Sarah. Sarah, so much thank you for being here. I can't even begin to tell you what an honor it was to be your first English-speaking interview and to allow me to ask you a few questions about this great book called Six Races. What's next for you? Where do you go from here?
Thank you very much, Scott. Thank you. It's an honor for me to be interviewed by you. And thank you for your audience, for listening to me and be patient with my English.
No, it's fantastic. We appreciate it. So every week we sign off the same way, and we say it every week, and we mean it from the bottom of our heart. Thank you so much. So go out there and mind your own business, because nobody else is going to.
You've been listening to Mind Your Own Business, right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. Thanks for tuning in each week as we interview some of the greatest CEOs and entrepreneurs of the world. You can reach us on Twitter at INR Talk Radio. Always use the hashtag MYOB for Mind Your Own Business. Make sure you stop by and check out all of the past episodes and all the great things that are available on our website, www.inspirednewsradio. There's great resources there that you can find for all of our other shows too. Thanks for being a part of the Inspired News Radio family. Until next week, remember to mind your own business.